signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Good evening and welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we start with the Dons and yet another big win on Tuesday at Firhill against Partick Thistle, coming from behind to snatch a dramatic 2-1 success. Next up, the visit of Kilmarnock tomorrow. And Dave, you've been speaking to the manager.
Yeah, but before we speak about Killy, Dave, Kenny McLean was, of course, called up by Scotland this week, but Graham Shinney wasn't. Let's hear from the manager and Johnny Hayes.
Delighted for Kenny. I think I expected him to be in it, and now that he's in it, hopefully he can demonstrate exactly why the manager's put him in there and when he's with him. So I think the challenge for Kenny now is to continue to improve with us as he's been doing all season and become a regular. That's the challenge for any of these boys getting into the squad. But on Shinney, you know, so disappointed that he's not in it. You know, I'm really surprised he's not in it. You know, I see him every day and I'm his manager, so I'm naturally disappointed. And I know Gordon can only pick so many, but you know, for me, I've been swapping for Endy. I think he's the best left back in the country.
I think Graham Shinney's been, personally, in my point of view, I think he's been one of the best players in the league. He's probably been our second best player behind myself. I'm glad I'm not a manager. I don't have those decisions to make. I'm sure Gordon Strachan has numerous players to look at over the course of the season. I'm sure Shinney, if he keeps playing well, he'll get his chance.
Oh, great stuff there from Johnny Hayes. So, another huge game for Aberdeen tomorrow. Derek says there's so much to play for everybody.
And that's why we're seeing, I think, a tightness in everything. These teams are capable of beating each other. We just try to go on the type of run, and we are on a good run at the minute, of keep winning games and keep us away from disappointment. And we know real room for error now. We don't want to be looking back at missed opportunities, so we want to try and just make the most of this tomorrow.
It'd be great to have a big noisy home support. That would really help the boys, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think we'll have a big support. Hopefully they're noisy in the right way and getting right behind the boys. And you know, I think there's a real energy and momentum about everything at the minute. You know, the crowd the other night, almost 2,000 I think it was, or maybe more, I'm not sure, Aberdeen fans at Firhill. I heard them at 1-0, certainly heard them at 2-1. It was brilliant to hear that backing for the players. For the players to celebrate with the supporters the way they did at Firhill was great. We now bring that to Pittodrie. Hopefully we can get that can transcend itself to here in the same sort of atmosphere and get right behind the team, because you know, we all expect, we're no daft, Kilmarnock will come in and try and frustrate and all the rest of it. Kilmarnock are good enough to have phases of the game, and it's important that we keep demonstrating that support for the players to help get the job done.
Yeah, it was a great recovery away to Partick in midweek to set things up for tomorrow. And Johnny Hayes says the manner of that comeback at Firhill showed what the Dons are made of.
We're confident that we can always score goals. We went 1-0 down, and it's hard to say that after we scored the first goal we'd definitely go and win the game. There wasn't enough time to decide that, but you can see the mentality of the boys. We scored one goal and we got two or three players rushing to get the ball out in there because we want to score again, we want to win the game. We go into every game with the mindset that we want to win. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but there's that belief and there's that confidence, and when you're playing and you're up the right end of the table, it does give you that little bit extra during games. With the early kickoffs and rearrange games, it doesn't work out. Everyone playing Saturday at 3 o'clock all the time, so there's advantages and disadvantages, but we can only control what we can affect. The Celtic score is irrelevant to us because we can't control it. All we can do is go out on Saturday, do our best and hope for 3 points.
Good evening, you're in North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott, joining me tonight, Dave Galloway and Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, we heard from Johnny there, and just in the last, a couple of hours ago, we've heard a wee piece of good news for Johnny after the bad news regarding Graham Shinney yesterday.
Yeah, Johnny Hayes included in the Republic of Ireland's provisional squad for their upcoming friendly, so that's a real boost for him, and richly deserved. He's been, as he's said there, one of Aberdeen's best players. He's never shy, Johnny, as you can tell, but wonderful for him. And we've said often enough, you know, the Republic must have a hell of a lot of good wingers, come fullbacks, come, you know, guys guys who can get up and down the park all day if they can afford to leave Johnny Hayes out with their squad. Martin O'Neill has obviously succumbed now and decided that it's time to have a look at him, and you know, he's got a great opportunity to stake a late claim for a place in Euro 2016.
Certainly has. It was great to have him back on Tuesday night, Dave, but the game, it was the first time I've seen a player come on for a 15-minute spell. Barry Robson on as a substitute, off injured after about 15 minutes, to a standing ovation because the two Don's goals, he had a hand in both of them.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And in particular, Dave, his incredible cross for Big Church's winner. You know, all the pace was on the ball, and the big man just had to get the right sort of header on it, not too much on it, just guide the ball into the net, which he duly did.
Well, we've heard from the Aberdeen camp. Let's hear from Kilmarnock now and their new manager, Lee Clark.
Been impressed. They've got a lot of momentum. They've got a lot of tools in the box in terms of knowing how to win games. They can win games by playing good football. They've got a lot of experienced players who understand what it takes to win. They can win by grinding out results, a bit similar to what they done last night, you know, at Partick. So, really impressed by them. They've got some terrific players. But we're, as I said, going there with no fear and looking to get a positive result.
Yeah, it's a strange one. He likes to, for the boys to train the day before a game, the time that the game is. So if an evening game, they're training at 7:45 the night before. Now, I can see that. Okay. I can see the thought process, but I'm sure some players that, you know, often they've got things to do, like pick up family and stuff mm-hmm. like that. If it was that good an idea, surely every manager would be doing that.
It's the sort of thing that you do in European ties when yeah. you go away, when there's a time difference. We saw Aberdeen do that out in Kazakhstan because there was a 5-hour time difference, but it's a strange one. And to be fair, it hasn't really worked for Kilmarnock, has it? Because I think this is going to be Lee Clark's fourth game in charge of Killie. He's yet to pick up a victory. But it's down to their players and what they do on the day. We've seen Kilmarnock twice already this season. It was a very, very easy win at Pittodrie. The Dons didn't have to extend themselves to win that one. And then it was even easier down at Rugby Park, where Kilmarnock's defending was absolutely woeful, to be perfectly honest. And the Dons comfortably ran out 4-0 winners. That's the thing with Kilmarnock. Every now and again, they throw a bizarre result in, you know, a favourable result to them. And then, you know, the following week, they've been beaten by 4 and 5 goals at home 3 or 4 times this season. They lost 5-1 to Dundee United when United were probably at their lowest level. So who knows what you're going to get with them. He has made a few changes, obviously. Lee Hodgson, Gary Dicker and Julian Faubert have come into the squad since we last played against Kilmarnock. But I can't see them having anything like enough to stop Aberdeen, because as the manager said, we've got good momentum behind us now and everybody's desperate to win.
But it's 9 cup finals left, mm-hmm. Dave, and it's so important that everybody, and that includes the crowd, gets behind. So far we're looking at a crowd between 13,000 and 14,000. I must admit, I thought, mm-hmm. given the situation, there might have been more of the floating yeah. voters had come out for this one.
We can do better than that, surely. Surely we can get at least 15,000 for a game of this magnitude. And like you say, they have to be patient the same way as the players will have to be patient. We can't just expect to turn up and ride roughshod all over Killie and pummel them into the ground and win by 4 or 5 goals. I would settle for, although I don't know my heart would hold out, I would settle for a scrappy 1-0 win with a lucky goal in the last minute.
Not again.
No, we don't need any more of them. We want a comfortable win. But what you've got to say is, you know, where are the 30,000 extra fans that travel to Parkhead?
Yes.
Where are they? I mean, that was a one-off game to win a cup final. We've now got, as you say, Dave, 9 cup finals between now and the end of the season to win a much bigger prize. Come on, get yourselves out there.
Yeah, yes. Is it maybe that people think it's only Kilmarnock at home, we'll win that one, we'll save ourselves for the after the split. But this is just as important. It's the next game is the most important game of the season
it
at
is.
The time.
That's the thing. I mean, the Kilmarnock game now has taken on so much more significance than it would have done 2 months ago. So what you want to do is re-energise everybody to come along and, you know, show the spirit of 1996 when we nearly got relegated. If you remember that game against Dundee United.
No, 95, sorry. Old age, Dave.
But if you remember that game, full house, we won a throw-in within the first 10 seconds of that game. You'd have thought we'd won the Champions League the way the fans reacted. That's what we want behind the team every single game between now and the end of the season.
Definitely.
Okay, let's find out who you guys think are going to start the game for the Dons tomorrow. We'll start with you, Dave.
My starting 11 tomorrow, Brown in goals, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Shinny at the back, Story and Jack the sitters, then a three of, if he's fit, McGinn, then McLean and Hayes, with Church up top.
Andrew?
Well, I've just gone with the same starting 11 as we had on Tuesday night. So Andy Considine would play left back, Graham Shinney, Ryan Jack, Craig Story, McLean, Hayes, Church up front, usual defence. And I hope Niall McGinn is fit, but if he isn't, you saw that the rest of the boys just dig in and do the job so that we don't forget that he's there, but we compensate for his absence. It's a big day for Shea Logan, must make mention of that, because it's his 100th appearance for Aberdeen tomorrow, if he starts.
Yep, indeed. I think he might.
I think so.
One to watch, Andrew.
I think Kenny McLean, buoyed up by that selection for the Scotland squad. He's been playing in so many different roles in recent weeks. I'd like to see him get back in the score sheet again. It's been a while since he notched, and it would just give him that lift ahead of going away with Scotland.
Right, and I know who my one to watch would be. Who's yours, Dave?
Simon Church.
Good.
Four goals in six games. I think the furthest out he was for the winning goal at Firhill against Partick Thistle, but who cares?
He's now 10 yards over the four goals in accumulation.
what an impact he's made. His positional sense is very good, and we've touched on this before. It's Rooney-esque. He just knows where to go.
I find it highly amusing that there's still people that say Simon Church's contribution to the club is square root of sweet nothing.
That's ridiculous.
He scored four goals in six games. A team is the sum of its parts, and his part is goal scorer. He's scoring goals. He's worth his place.
Yeah, I would think Graham Shinney will go into tomorrow's game with just a wee bit feeling that he's got something to prove.
He's got nothing to prove.
No,
that's the thing.
So what's the score going to be, Dave?
I will go for...
You're not going for
1-0. I said I would settle for 1-0, but like I say, I don't think my heart could handle it. I'll go for 2-0 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I think we'll win comfortably 3-0.
Go for 3-0. Wrote it down.
That's down against your junior fixtures, isn't it?
No, not at all. Friday Sport. You're listening to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Time to go interactive with Aberdeen Mad. Our topic this week: Derek McInnes insists it's ridiculous to question his side's character and bottle. Amen to that, Dave.
A good response to this one, Dave. We'll start with Edgar Prey. This team is full of winners, guys like Flood and Robson, huge characters who have had good careers and have heaps of experience, are not guaranteed starters. And a second part to Edgar Prey's point: the fans don't have that winning mentality yet. Too many years of disappointment. We have a collective responsibility to stop bracing ourselves for failure and to start believing. This from BTM Aberdeen podcast. I certainly think us having taken so many points from losing positions is worthy of highlighting. I think we had a Dundee United fan respond on Twitter to say that they've taken 1 point from games they were behind in. Now, if any side has the opportunities to come back because they've fallen behind, it's them. Herman tells us this. Celtic this season, I like this one, in the league against their two closest rivals, 3 points from 9 against us, 2 points from 6 against Hearts. League Cup, pumped by Ross County in the semi. Europe, Champs League, out in the playoffs. Europa League, 0 wins from 6. Considering the resources they have, I'd say they were far bigger bottlers than us. And finally, you, Basher, actually amazing that we are as close as we are, given they have only fallen behind in 3 games out of 28, but if we have fallen behind in 10 out of 29.
We'll stay with Aberdeen Mad for the poll. The poll this week, will the Dons end the week on a high by beating Killy on Saturday?
Yes, 91.7%. No, 8.3%. Shame on you, 8.3%.
Well, the Dons at Pittodrie, 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, but the action does get underway tonight, starting off with Motherwell's home match against Dundee United. Dave, how's that one going to go?
I think Dundee United have got real momentum. I think they'll win 2-0.
And tomorrow, of course, the lunchtime kickoff, it's Partick against Celtic. And I would say, suggest if Thistle play like they did against us, they're very capable of taking something from that one.
Absolutely. Particularly when you look at Celtic having Dedric Boyata suspended, it means that there's every likelihood that Effie Ambrose is going to have to be drafted into their back four. I thought Partick Thistle in the first 20 minutes of the second half played really well, and they've got every chance of taking something off Celtic. The best I think they'll get is a draw, but I'd love to see it being a victory.
Yeah, take a draw right now.
Yes, oh yes, please.
Dave, Dundee against... These are the 3 o'clock kickoffs tomorrow. Dundee against Hearts.
A real test of character for Dundee. The dreadful defending against Rangers at Ibrox. Lost 4-0 in the Cup, of course. I don't think they'll lose this one, but I don't think they'll win either. I think it'll be 1-1.
And Inverness take on Hamilton.
Inverness, minus suspended Tremarco and Warren, struggling defensively against Hamilton Accies, minus the suspended Garcia Tena, struggling all over. Draw.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not going to watch that one, to be honest.
It might be like watching paint dry up in Inverness.
Racing, no.
And then, of course, on Sunday, the League Cup final. Oh, we wish we were there. We were 2 years ago,
of course.
Hibs against Ross County. It's quite an intriguing one.
Yeah, I think that'll be a very entertaining game. It may well go to extra time. I think Hibs might just edge it. I'll go for 2-1.
Andrew, how do you think that'll
go? I fancy Ross County. I think they've just got too many experienced players there. Hibs, they've still got the Scottish Cup. They've still got the Championship to try and pursue. Ross County, realistically, I think will finish top six. And this is their big chance of glory. And I think they've got enough there to win it. But it'll be tight.
And if Hibs were to lose on Sunday, all of a sudden the doubts will start to creep in. They've got a very difficult cup replay up at Inverness coming midweek. And in the Championship, they're a bit in free fall at the moment. They could end up with nothing.
It could end up that they win 2 cups and get promoted. Anything can happen. That's the beauty of the game just now.
Yep, back to Saturday afternoon in League One. Peter Head are away to Stenhouse Muir tomorrow. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
That's their last defeat, was done there, and it was a bizarre defeat because we were 3 up after about 20 minutes and playing brilliantly. Lost a goal just in half time, and it was one of the situations where you could sense that something was maybe going to happen. And Jason Scotland, had a sensational 15 minute spell where he took the game. He scored a couple of brilliant goals, made another goal, and inflicted that defeat on us. And to be honest, we haven't looked back since that defeat, but it was still a sore one to take. And so we'll go there again on Saturday in a bit of a revenge mission, and we'll try and bring the points back up the road.
Yeah, it was a strange game, Dave, but since then, as Jim confirms, it's been... They've been on a remarkable run.
Yeah, 16 League One games undefeated, and they had to dig deep last weekend, didn't they, against Albion Rovers in injury time. They got the equaliser, so they're made of strong stuff.
Yeah, Highland League, Andrew?
Well, it's the Breeden Aggregates Highland League Cup semi-finals tomorrow. Brora Rangers against Cove Rangers should be a cracking game. Nairn County play Turriff United in the other one. In the Press and Journal Highland League, Fort William are down to play against Huntly. Now, if that game is off, Huntly will play Bucky Thistle at Christie Park. The other games that will go ahead in the Highland League: Fraserburgh against Clach, Keith against Fermartin, Forest Mechanics travelling to Rothes, Strathbay Thistle playing Devon Vale in the final match, Wick Academy entertaining Inverurie Local Works.
In the Super League tomorrow, this is the juniors mcbookie.com Super League. Bridgendon Thistle against Inverness City. Devon side, they are at Cooter. It's Cruden Bay, Fraserburgh United. East End play Glentanner in the Morrison Cup. Croon Bay against Fraserburgh United. East End Glentanner, Longside against Buckenhaven Hearts. And in the Archibald Cup, Group B, It is Forest Thistle against Burghead Thistle, Elginshire Cup, Fockamers against New Elgin, Granton against Nairn St Ninian, and also in the First Division West, Isle of Vale against Bucky Rovers, Morrison Cup, it's Newmarket United against Lewis United, Parkvale Colony Park, Sunnybank against Aberdeen University, and then finally in the PMAC Group McLemmon Cup first round, Bankery's and Terran versus Banks at Eastern Haven against Dice. That one is being played at Unicorn Park. And Ellen United versus Hermes, FC Stonywood Maud, and finally Hall Russell United Dufftown. Well, of course, tomorrow it is the boat race, the annual university boat race. RGU against Aberdeen. RGU have won it in the last 4 years. Aberdeen Uni still lead overall by 14-6. Let's hear from Ian Walker, the Aberdeen Uni Boat Club president, and Erin Wyness, who is the RGU Boat Club president.
The preparation's been going really well. I think it's been really positive this year. Both crews have definitely stepped up their game. Obviously, you're really hoping for a win this year because it's been four in a row for us. But obviously, we're hoping to extend that lead and take home the win.
Going well, yeah. Got most of the hard work done, so just waiting to for the race on Saturday. Yeah, we're feeling good. I think it'll be a close race, but hopefully we think we come on the right side of it. Yeah, we're preparing all year, so we've done all the hard work now, just the last few things left to do.
And the 21st boat race gets underway at 4 p.m. That's it from Andrew, Dave and myself. Have a great sporting weekend. Come on, ye Reds, tomorrow against Kilmarnock.